Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, this is probably one of the most unusual teachings we've ever done. You know, I've done them, we've done them with, you know, multiple points. In fact, I've done teachings with 23 points, but I never taught a lesson where I quoted one verse 23 times in different translations. When I asked God if he was sure about this instruction, he simply said, I want my children to get this passage.
But it really is an incredible passage, and it's one that I pray every day, but still, you know, there's a lot to get down in your spirit with.
Now, I'm going to tell you the teaching on this call will require focus, your focus. Of course, we focus in bringing it to you. You need to ask God to help you hear and understand each verse, even though they're from the same passage of Scripture. God obviously wants us to get what's in this verse, and I can't think of a better way to start a week than doing this. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, New International Version. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
This same scripture, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, in the New American Standard Bible, says it this way: be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Same verses in God's Word translation. Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guide your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus.
And in the King James Version, it says it this way: be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, yet let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
The New King James Version says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
In the Classic Amplified Bible, do not fret or have anxiety about anything. Wow. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, being definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now that's the scripture, the Classic Amplified is what I read every day. And then make my definite requests, you know, with thanksgiving for everything that God, that I'm you know, not wanting to be anxious about
today. That translation really expands, and that's what the Amplified does.
Right.
It takes the Greek, the Hebrew, and the Aramaic, and amplifies what the scripture says. That's right. Wonderful. American Standard Version: in nothing, be anxious, But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Philippians 4, 6, and 7 in the Bible is Basic English. Have no cares, but in everything with prayer and praise, put your requests before God. And the peace of God, which is deeper than all knowledge, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
The Darby Bible. Be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, every understanding, shall guide your hearts and your thoughts for Christ Jesus.
In the Living Bible, excuse me. Well, we could do that.
Yeah, go ahead with the Living.
In the Living Bible, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus.
And the Good News Translation. Don't worry about anything, but in all prayer, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus.
And the Message Bible. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life.
Wow, that's another good translation. New American Standard Bible. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
And the New Century Version says, do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. And God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
The New English Translation Bible. Don't be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your request to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
And the New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
New International Reader's Version. Don't worry about anything. Hopefully some of this is really sinking in as we read this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, tell God about everything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ask and pray. Give thanks to him. Then God's peace will watch over your hearts and your minds because you belong to Christ Jesus. God's peace can never be completely understood.
You know, there are many components in this, honey. Not just the not worrying, but presenting things to God.
Everything.
And then pray, exactly. I mean, everything that gives you concern, worry in your heart. And then with thanksgiving, meaning that we praise opens the ways to God. And then, of all things, not only does God give us peace for our spirits, but notice it says he will give you peace for your mind as well.
Sure.
And that's very important.
It is.
The New Revised Standard Version says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard, I like that, guard around, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Noah Webster's Bible, the 18th, done in 1833. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Today's English version. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus.
That last phrase is good.
Mm-hmm.
Will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. Today's New International Version. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
And Young's literal translation, for nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and by supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that is surpassing all understanding shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
The New Testament in modern English, known as the Weymouth translation. Do not be over anxious about anything, but by prayer and earnest pleading, together with thanksgiving, let your request be unreservedly made known in the presence of God. And then the peace of God, which transcends all our powers of thought, will garrison to guard our hearts and minds in union with Christ Jesus. Now, here are some of the key points from those scriptures. Don't be anxious about anything.
Or be anxious for nothing.
Don't worry about anything.
Yeah, but in everything.
In every circumstance.
By prayer and supplication.
In prayer and praise with thanksgiving.
In all your prayers, ask God for what you need.
And don't forget to thank him for his answers.
That's right. Before you know it, the peace of God, which is so great that it surpasses all understanding, which exceeds anything you can understand,
will watch over your hearts and minds, will guard your hearts, will keep your hearts and minds, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus, and the peace of God, which transcends all our powers of thought, will garrison to guard your hearts and minds in union with Christ Jesus.
A garrison was like a protective shield.
Yep, it is.
And to guard.
Think on these things today.
Yes.
And, you know, make it your business, find time to read Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
But it is a very important scripture for all of us to know because it is a gateway to heaven and answers to prayer and peace.
And the kind of life we need to have here on planet Earth.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says, so we'll see. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.